So welcome to the second portion of our radio show today on WGXC. It's called Sonic Transmission Babes. And we're going to talk about weird babes.
Yeah. So Caroline, tell us about the history of Weird Babes, what it is as a publication and what it is as an idea.
So Weird Babes started out as a zine. Before that, it started out as like a Tumblr, actually, that I made with just posting pictures of people who I thought were totally weird babes.
Who are some examples?
Nina Hagen is a weird babe.
Certified weird babe.
Certified weird babe. Kate Bush, certified weird babe. Winona Ryder, certified weird babe. And I'd always wanted to make a publication, and I decided who better to contribute to this publication than all the weird babes I know in my life who are making cool stuff. And it's kind of also came out of a frustration with my own self talking about all these ideas I was very passionate about, but found myself never doing because I didn't think that they were complete enough to show to people, or I was afraid of criticism from other people. So Weird Babes is really sort of a platform for people to be able to contribute ideas that they've been working on, whether they're artistic or, artistic ideas that they are working on, and give them a physical platform to present these ideas without the pressure of needing it to be ready, or without only having their social media accounts to post things on and get feedback from it, and actually taking pride in this unfinished idea and unfinished progress. So Weird Babes really focuses on works in process and works in progress, thoughts in process, and digest ideas. So just over a year ago, I released the first two issues of Weird Babes, and that was a photo issue by Jesse Reed, photos of his grandmother, an unfinished illustrations issue that Tim Presley from White Fence contributed to, Shade Sartin, who's played in groups like Peacers and Fresh and Onlys, and Jess Crochelle, who's in Pains of Being Pure Heart. And then earlier this year, we released a couple other issues, and the next two issues are coming out next week, in a couple of days, actually.
You could find at the WGXC.
Yeah, we'll be selling about WGXC Record Fair, and there's going to be a textile focused issue, and then also one of synth preparatory drawings of, and that's the first one I've included my own work in. But as a complete debut, Ethan and I were talking a couple months back, and he suggested such a great idea of making a musical version of the Weird Babes zines. And because as a musician, I always kind of struggled with how to present music in the publication format. And Ethan mentioned the cassette format. And so we're going to have these beautiful zines that are in the J card of the cassette. So not only will you be purchasing some beautiful music that will have a digital download component to it, but also the zine will be within the J card. And yeah, we'll be set up. The first place we'll be selling them is at the Basilica Soundscape for the WGXC Record Fair next Sunday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And where else can people find Weird Babe zines?
They can find them online on my website, www.carolinepartamian.com, or they can email me, caroline.partamian@gmail.com. It's pretty DIY, but yeah, I'm very excited. This will be the first place, this radio show right now will be the first place where we're debuting the music off the first two Weird Babes mixtapes. And the first one is actually, very excited. It's Ethan's project with his friend Dexter Dean. Dexter Dine. I always want to say Dean.
You could say Dean, but it's Dine.
It just sounds so much better. D-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
And something that is a kind of a little fun component of the tapes that I really like is that there'll be a suggested listening place within on each tape. So,
but right now you don't have a choice.
If you're in your car or in your couch,
that's where you're going to listen to it.
I think mine says something like alone with headphones. So it could be, you know, a very intimate place that you're listening to it in, but really can listen to it anywhere.
Yeah, anyway.
Come see us next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be set up at the WGXC Record Fair. It's going to be great.
Come and say hello.
Buy some Weird Babe zines and cassettes.
Thank you. Thank you. she crawled on toward dying in the saloon. The sky was a miracle of purity, a miracle of azure. The sea was polished, as blue, as pellucid, sparkling like a precious stone, extending on all sides all around to the horizon, as if the whole terrestrial globe had been one jewel, one colossal sapphire, a single gem fashioned into a planet. And on the luster of the great calm waters, the Judea glided through the sea, enveloped in languid and unseen gleam, to lazy clouds and drifted beneath, as light and sweet. I think we've done very well, friend. I heard all round me like a pent up wind. Felt a dull, what about it? I was in the air, lying crosswise like peas in the wood after the honey.
Show your grace.
What you just heard was Weird Babes Mixtapes Volume 1 with Ethan Premison and Dexter Dine, and you can buy it next Sunday at the WGXC Record Fair located at 110 Front Street at the Basilica Hudson. It's part of the, in conjunction with the Basilica Soundscape. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
I am so happy that that's the first
volume
of Weird Babes and Mixtapes.
I feel honored.
And you and Dexter are both Weird Babes, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And what you're about to hear next comes directly from the visionary, the founder of Weird Babes, Caroline Partamian herself. A collection of ideas that when I first met Caroline, she was telling me about these. I think you're a bit hesitant to tell me at first. Caroline,
but then I trusted you immediately.
Caroline came more from a kind of punk background and had toured extensively with full bands, shredding guitar. But I think after a while she started explaining to me this idea of these meditation tapes that she had been working on, which I was immediately fascinated by and pressured her to show me. Which took a very long time. And I think when I was finally able to help piece these all together into a mixtape for Weird Babes, I was really blown away. And I'm excited for all of you to hear it right now. So, Weird Babes Mixtapes Volume 2. Enjoy. It's Caroline Partamian's.
It's unofficially, I guess, called, or in the future will be called, Melatonin.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
So thanks for listening to our radio show, our very first on WGXE Waveform. And again, yeah, the first hour just recapping was about the Sonic Transmission Archive. And then we talked about Weird Babes for the second hour.
Yeah. We hope that you've enjoyed what we shared, and we hope that you will both contribute to the Sonic Transmission Archive or spread the word to people who you know. And then we hope that you will support Weird Babes zines and tapes. And we want to thank Galen and the whole team at Wave Farm for letting us be a part of the family. And thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your evenings.
Enjoy.